First of all, what's your name?
Fahmida. Saida, Fahmida Hassan Bunan, it's a really big name.
Can you repeat it?
Saida Fahmida Hassan Banani. I prefer to be called Fahmida.
Where are you from?
Bangladesh.
Bangladesh?
Mm-hmm.
Can you say something about today?
Today has a specific message to you, something that you feel about today, that it is important in a certain way.
Every day is about surviving to me. So
surviving here? Do you live here?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Okay.
So obviously, you know, I'm studying. And
you're
then
studying here?
Yes, I'm doing a master's, so, you know, like doing my work properly, making sure everything's done correctly. I have reached my target for the day, you know, in terms of work. So, yes.
What's your target for today?
Completing one assignment and then looking through another. So I have another assignment due. I have another assignment due next week. So, yeah, you know, kind of getting the idea of what to do for that. And, going back home, doing some exercise, this sort of stuff.
And what do you study here?
Cancer therapeutics.
Oh, great.
Like, I'm not exactly a student of Queen Mary, I'm a student of Baths.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And about the subject that you study, what it brings to you for your soul, what is important to you to study this?
You know, a lot of people are dying from cancer. My mother has recently been diagnosed with tumor. My grandmother died from cancer. So cancer has a huge emotional value to me, and I would like to contribute to find a cure for cancer. So, studying cancer therapeutics actually gives me the basics I need for that, for finding a cure, like to contribute for finding a cure.
And also to find a meaning for your life?
Obviously, like, to me, helping others is how a person helps themselves, like, helps their soul. So, yes, if I can, you know, like, to me, I don't want anyone to lose their grandmother from cancer, or I don't want anyone to go through the mental trauma they I have been through, because my mother has been diagnosed with cancer. So, finding a cure so that other people don't go through that. This is what life is to me, like the purpose of life to me.
What's the color of your soul?
That's a very difficult question, because sometimes I feel, you know, as pure as an angel, and then sometimes I feel as evil as a devil. So, you know, it's a very complicated question. I'd say
black and red, black and white.
I don't know, maybe dark red, because that's close to black, but then red has its own meaning as well. Never really thought about it, you know, the color of my soul, so it's a difficult question.
And the sound of your soul, what about if there's a sound in nature or on the sea that represents?
I don't really know, you know, the country I am from, they're you just have to work really hard, and, you know, don't speak much. That's how you can be safest and most successful in your life. So I would say, you know, being quiet probably is the sound.
Being quiet?
Yeah, and working hard.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I've never really thought about these questions.
Would you like to say the name of some writers or poets that from your country or another countries that you would like to read, that you admire?
Or a text or a poem that you...
The last book I read was... What was it? I don't really read much poetry or, fiction type thing. The last book I read was about Ebola, but I forgot the author of the name of the author. But yeah, I remember the name of the book, if that helps. It was about Ebola and how it affected African countries in 1990s. So, you know, we had an Ebola outbreak about a few months ago. So, yeah.
Okay.
That's perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Sorry.